This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Congresswoman Sherry Bustos was in town today meeting with folks at the Knox County Area Project for Economic Development, and we decided we wanted to take a few minutes to talk to her about that and some other issues. Congresswoman, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Will.
First of all, talk to me about your meeting with the economic development folks.
Yeah, I'm spending this week-long district work period traveling around from county to county, learning what area high schools are doing, community colleges, the what used to be called vocational schools that are now called career and training enterprises, and learning what they're doing to get our next generation of our workforce prepared to go out in the work world. And we learned about the new CEO program that is starting in Knox County, met with Lori Sundberg from the Carl Sandburg Community College, met with our area principals, and then, of course, with the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development. And really, the whole idea was to find out what do these guys want me to fight for when I go back out to Washington? Is it just a matter of funding, or is it a matter of looking at what we can do as the federal government to incentivize businesses to invest in things like internships and apprenticeships? So I walk away from here knowing that we've got to continue our investment in things like what's called the Perkins Grant, which fund career training and education, but also that as we look at tax reform, making sure that there are incentives for businesses to invest in things like apprenticeship programs.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, is incentivizing sounds like the solution here, especially in an area like Galesburg, which, as you know, has been hit pretty hard by the closures of Maytag and other major plants, but still some big employers here that are looking for more people to work and have some concerns, as I'm sure you've heard before, about a skilled workforce.
Yeah, we have a skills gap, not just in Knox County, but throughout our congressional district, throughout our state, and throughout our nation. And it's part of what we've been focusing on for the last couple years, that that idea has come out of these economic meetings that we have throughout our congressional district. And so as we look at tax reform, and the time is ripe for us to be doing that right now at the federal government level, that we do consider an apprenticeship program that incentivizes businesses to offer something like that. We actually have a proposal that I've been part of that doubles the investment in apprenticeship programs. And obviously we have to have a willing other side of the aisle in order to get something like that passed and need a willing president to sign something like that into law. But the way I look at it is, you know, the guy sitting in the White House came out of a program called the Apprenticeship, and or the Apprentice, I guess. I don't know. I've never even seen the show, but I know it's something that is part of his history. And so I hope that we'll have a willing partner there to sign off on something like this.
I was just going to ask you, do you have a willing other side of the aisle on this?
Well, you know, we are we're talking about tax reform right now, and it's got to be a place where we come together in bipartisan fashion. I think the moral of the story of what's going on in Washington, D.C. is that we have people on the fringe that perhaps are on the far, far left or the far, far right, who maybe don't understand the importance of compromise like those of us in the middle do. And I think what happened in Washington, D.C. over the last couple weeks, where the president actually invited over the Democratic leadership to the White House and moved forward on an issue that was facing our country, I think that was a good sign. And I hope we'll see more of that. And but I think one of the greatest opportunities we have is to make sure that we take away any kind of tax incentive for businesses who are choosing to send their jobs overseas. And we've seen the devastating impact of something like that in Galesburg and in Knox County, where 13 years ago this month, Maytag made the decision to send every last one of the 1,500 jobs that were in Knox County and send them over to Mexico. So, you know, we know up close and personally and very painfully the bad effects of bad policy. So on the on the converse side of that, if we incentivize businesses to invest in their workforce and we look at things like what I would call patriot corporations that maybe understand the investing in affordable child care and health care and dental care and making sure that their employees can buy into a 401k or a pension program. That's what we ought to be incentivizing.
We should say, by the way, that we learned that that the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development did not want those of us from the media at the meeting, which frankly is disappointing, but nonetheless, we're glad to hear about some of what went on there. I wanted to ask you, too, while we have about 2 minutes or so, about this new health care bill that seems to this so-called Graham Cassidy version of what you would call might call Trump care that seems to be making its way awfully quickly and perhaps, I would imagine you would say, suspectly so through Congress right now.
Well, it's a terrible piece of legislation that would be so harmful to families in our region and again throughout the state and throughout the country. You know, if anybody listening to this, think about your own family or people you love, your neighbors, children, anybody with a pre-existing condition, and to bring that down to the easiest to understand terms, if that means anybody who ever had a heart attack or had cancer or was born with a birth defect of some sort, anybody with a health ailment of any sort in their past is all of a sudden going to face health insurance that will be unaffordable. In our congressional district alone, we would lose 45,000 people off of their health insurance plan. We've got 700 rural hospitals throughout the country that are already struggling and would, I don't want to say likely go out of business, but are going to struggle further and would be at risk of closure. And that's not even to mention the economic despair that this would cause. We would lose 60,000 jobs in the state of Illinois under this plan. So, you know, I think everybody ought to do this, that every member of Congress needs to go on the record and saying exactly what they would do on this bill. And anybody running for Congress ought to go on the record and say where they would stand on a bill like this. I am saying very firmly that I'm not going to do this to families in Knox County or any of the other 13 counties that I represent. And I wouldn't think of doing that to anybody I loved or anybody I represented to basically pass a bill that would be harmful to families all over this country.
This sounds like what we've heard from the last couple of so-called repeal and replace attempts. Is there anything different about this measure than the other ones?
Well, it's worse. The bill that passed the U.S. House of Representatives that I was a resounding no vote on would have resulted in more than 20 million people losing their health insurance. By one estimate on this one, it's more than 30 million people. But, you know, this is going to have just a terrible effect on so many people. And here's the bad part about it. While the other side of the aisle is toiling away at a terrible piece of legislation, they're not committing the kind of time that we should be committing to fixing what we have already. We need to look at the cost of prescription drugs. We need to look at the cost of copays and premiums and deductibles that are way too high right now. And if we just focus on those two things, I think that would go a long way to fix what we have on the books right now and not harm people in a way that is just unconscionable.
In just a couple of seconds, let's end on a positive note. I saw today where you were at a very special ceremony in Peoria.
Oh, it was an unbelievably emotional experience to be in a huge hall where almost 700 people became American citizens. They came from 86 different countries. And, you know, to see them stand up and recite the Pledge of Allegiance as new American citizens, it was just an unbelievable sight and a reminder that what has made our country great is that we all come from all over. And it was really an amazing experience to be there and be able to welcome them as new American citizens into our community.
Congresswoman Sherry Bustos, I believe you're on the way to another thing to do as we talk today. So thank you so much for talking with us. We, again, greatly appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Will.
Again, Congresswoman Sherry Bustos on Galesburg's Evening News. Tomorrow on our program, we will talk to a Chicago-based healthcare journalist to get more about the so-called Graham Cassidy healthcare bill. And we'll talk about some of the controversy with it and some of what it does and doesn't have in it. That's tomorrow night at 5:10 here on Galesburg's Evening News. But when we come back on this night, we'll check sports as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.